Om Shanti. The mirror. The mirror said, "You come to me to find out how beautiful you are. So I'm telling you now. Beautiful ones come to me and ugly ones come to me too. But I just tell everyone, you are beautiful. I also forget them once they move on past me. I do not compare one with the other, or the first with the second or the last. All I do is see virtues in all." So can we be like that mirror? Can we do that? Are we able to just see goodness in each one and not compare one with the other? Also, if we are to be like the mirror, then we need to just tell each one how beautiful they are. And do we have the heart to do that? Or are we too busy in trying to get our needs fulfilled first? Seeing virtue in each one is very important, because if I see a defect, then I cannot but absorb that. Also, I can't justify that, oh, I saw this weakness because they were acting silly or they did something like that. No. Because it's my vision that I want to keep clean. And so no matter what someone is like, I need to keep my vision clean and clear. In fact, I can only be responsible for my vision and not the vision of others. In fact, the law of karma also states that what goes around comes around. And so if I'm seeing defects, then chances are the others are seeing defects in me also. Whereas if I'm seeing virtues, then that energy will draw others to see my virtues also. So when I'm acting out of soul consciousness, then I see only the beauty of the soul and the good karma of bringing out the goodness within them and also within me kicks in. And that means that I'm exercising my vision to only see goodness, and then the good becomes contagious. In fact, there is no other way to be except to be positive and to see goodness. In fact, I want to relate a story of one of our senior teachers. So she once had chicken pox. And of course, it was past the contagious stage. But she went to one country, and as she arrived, the people picking her up, they just got shocked because she had all these dots on her faces. I mean, on her face. And when she saw the horrific look on their face, she thought, oh, I have to do something. And actually, she had gone there to participate in a conference. So she just started desperately hard to practice soul consciousness. She started seeing herself as a soul and the beauty of the soul. And she started to see the soul in the person opposite her. And yes, within a short time, nobody actually noticed the freckles on her face or the dots on her face. And in a way, they went beyond it. She took them beyond her freckles because of her soul conscious attitude. So my point is that when we are soul conscious, then we also take people beyond what is our weakness. And we take them to that light, that place of light and lightness, where they only see virtue. But we have to begin the process. We have to begin by seeing them as a soul, as a pure, peaceful, loving being. And then, yes, that will reverberate back. So, be like the mirror today. Practice only seeing beauty and telling others how beautiful they are. Om Shanti.